Hello, this is Susan Daytree, head coach for the Productive Dentist Academy, and today I am talking with Dr. Tony Errico from Jersey City, New Jersey. Welcome, Dr. Errico.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm good. Tony, what I'd like to do is talk to you today about how well you're doing in Jersey City, in an area where unemployment is high and times are tough for many of the patients in your area. Can you tell us a little bit about your practice and the area you're in?
Well, my practice is in an urban area. It is a population that's pretty dense, and there are a number of dentists in the area. Originally, when I decided to go to PDA, we were probably just kind of flatlining. We weren't really growing. We weren't really getting many new patients in. We had decent word of mouth, but there was really kind of something missing. And I was reading through or leafing through an edition of The Profitable Dentist, and I saw an ad for the Productive Dentist Academy, and it had a relatively young dentist, only a couple of years out of dental school. And when it mentioned his production per hour, it was in the range of around $1,200 per hour. And here I was, a dentist with more than 20 years experience, went through Panky training, went through Dawson Academy, felt that my clinical skills were very, very good. And to tell you the truth, I didn't even know what I was producing per hour. And when I kept the issue on my desk and I kept on looking at it, and it really gnawed at me that somebody so young could be doing so well. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what was this person taught that I just don't know? And finally, the voice in my head said, you don't know what you don't know, and if you don't avail yourself to this info, you have only one person to blame, and that's yourself. And that's when I decided to sign up for the Productive Dentist Academy.
And in the past year that I've been coaching you since coming to PDA in March of 2009, we've been tracking your success, and your production alone as well is up well over six figures. And I know one of the first people that contacted you about this was your accountant. He wanted to know what was going on. Isn't that right?
Well, yeah, that's true. The my accountant, does look at my monthlies, but he does it on about a three-month lag. So after the first 3 months of going through the coaching, he would ask me, well, what's this Productive Dentist Academy coaching fee, and why are you spending this money? And he was just overly concerned about it, and I told him, I said, well, Carmine, it's not that this is something that is teaching me how to do dentistry. It's basically teaching me how to apply different concepts that I really never applied before and never even thought about before. So he was skeptical, but months went by and he stopped questioning me about the fee. But at the in December of that year, where he takes all the information, he looked and he says, Tony, he says, you're up tremendously in gross and in net over last year. What are you doing? So that's when I explained to him and I reminded him. I said, Carmine, remember about the Productive Dentist Academy? I said, this is what I'm talking about. And he says, I thought the expense was something that, we should be concerned about. He said, but you know what? He says, keep on doing it because this is working for you. So he was shocked, and he still doesn't quite know, what it is or how we do it, because I try explaining it to him, but he's much better off with the figures than he is with me explaining how to schedule in a PDA way.
Well, that's great. And I know you make it sound very easy, but I know it took a lot of hard work for you and your team. Tell us, what did you learn from PDA that helped the most?
Well, the PDA course experience was something that, I'll tell you the truth, I really wasn't quite prepared for, because it almost forces you to sit there and say, well, maybe what I was doing previously wasn't exactly, the best way to achieve it. Sure, you would get certain things accomplished, but it was kind of like a ship without a rudder. You'll eventually get there, but it just might take you some time. But the great thing about the course was that it got my staff, very excited about actually coming into the office and realizing that they now have a stake in the practice. They can see that if they put a certain amount of effort in, it's not only going to benefit our patients, but it's going to benefit the office and them and themselves. And it was just something that really kept like a momentum going and kept an enthusiasm up for doing what they're doing. And it really brought us together as a team. It kind of made, you know, the cohesion among us that was good before, but it just made it so much better after. And thankfully, through the coaching, you know, all of us can go off track sometimes, but the coaching really kind of, you know, it brings you back on a weekly basis to sit there and say, okay, are we achieving our goals? Are we actually doing what we really intend to do? So the whole experience has been, you know, has been great.
That's fantastic. I know at PDA, our motto is doing good while doing good, you know, taking excellent care of our patients, because there's no way you can run a productive practice without doing that. And also, I know you believe in taking excellent care of your team. Tell me, how does your team feel about the grab bag bonus?
Well, I think the first time that we actually hit a bonus, you know, I went out and I actually purchased a purple velvet bag to make it special, and we would I purchased casino chips with denominations of the amount that they would draw. And the first time they did it, they let out a squeal when they pulled, you know, a 20 or they pulled a 50. And then when we would schedule and hit goal a number of days in a row, pulling multiple times, they would just sit there and jump up and down, and it was just a phenomenal feeling in the office, especially. It was a great way to end the day. So I was kind of shocked by it, because I didn't know something like this. If I knew this was going to produce that type of reaction, I only wish that I would have done it earlier.
Well, and I know you've shared with me that you see your assistant grabbing her calculator, so you know she's working on getting you to goal that day. So
yeah, when Lisette is working behind me and I see her furiously pounding those buttons, I know that we're either close to goal or just about to hit it, either for that day or maybe even for the following day. And it, like I said, it gives them more of an ownership in the practice, and they realize that, you know, we're going to take extremely good care of our patients, but it also helps them to understand that they're looking out for themselves and for myself, you know, as to the bottom line. And again, it just creates a win-win, you know, for us as a team and for our patients. So I love seeing that when she does that. It kind of makes my day.
That's great. That's great. So what would you tell other doctors about coming to a PDA seminar and signing up for the coaching program?
You know, what I would tell them is what I tell myself all the time. I should have done this earlier. You know, the best thing would have been doing this when I just first got out of dental school. The biggest thing is realizing that dental school only takes you so far. Even all the additional courses, they're always clinically oriented. And yes, when you learn more, you're able to do more. But the difference between that and having someone like Bruce have an academy in which tells you the best manner in which to plan your day, where it reduces your stress and ensures a certain income goal, to me, you know, that's worth its weight in gold. And I noticed that those days that we are scheduled to production, rather than having a day that is increased stress, invariably it's always decreased stress. And the day goes smoothly, and everybody is, because we hit gold, they're able to do that grab bag at the end of the day. It just gets you pumped. It really reinforces, like, wow, this profession of dentistry is a great profession, and if you do it the right way, it's even better.
That's fantastic. So I know in your area you shared with me that many dentists are either cutting back staff or cutting back hours, and your practice is thriving right along. So we're really proud of you and happy for everything that you've accomplished. So
adding to that is the fact that oftentimes, even when I think things are, you know, not going so well, because I do look at the economy and I look at, you know, sometimes patient numbers, consistently, I'm still up more than I would have been without the, the coaching assistant. So, you know, it kind of minimizes your up and down fluctuations that you would normally have, and it makes it a little bit easier as far as not having to worry. Yes, the economy is bad out there. Yes, I know that it could get worse. It could get better, but I'm not as focused on that because I know if I at least stick to a plan, I really think that things will work out for the best. And I have PDA really to thank for that.
Fantastic. So there you have it, another success story. This is Susan Daytree reporting from the 50-yard line with Dr. Tony Rico. Thank you, Dr. Rico.
Oh, you're very welcome, Susan. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.